Yeah, they hit it again.
There's not a tape recorder in there.
He can only handle the ones you get voice commands to.
Right. So,
I think it is.
Right. Yep. All right. It's 5:30. We'll call the work session order. We'll do the solar farms first because Mr. Corey has to go to church.
Thursday.
Well, Monday, Thursday is the holy day.
Yeah. That's you.
The floor is yours.
That's you. It says Kudaraskas here.
It's yours.
Well, I put this on there before the agenda came out, and I saw the solar forms on it, resolution.
Go ahead and take it.
So I'll give it to you, Jack.
Go ahead and take it, Jack.
Well, originally, how this got on was looking at the solar situation. We were proposing to modify the solar laws to establish a fee, a per acre fee, not coverage, but per acre of the site. And we were going to use the rationale that we tie it back to the recovery of fees in lieu of for public works and parklands that we would normally get if that land was subdivided and developed. And so we were coming up and discussing that. And then the discussion led to the idea that, well, right now might be a good time to put a moratorium in place while we work our way through this. And so where we're at right now is, you'll see on the agenda, there's a resolution there to schedule a public hearing at your next meeting to establish a moratorium on solar farm applications until the agreement is reached on a modification to the law. And we, on Monday, the planning board received 4 new applications. So we now have on our agenda for next week, well, there's 4 new solar farm applications, 2 of which are in a position to move forward, the other 2 are not. So we're going to tell them, this is what you got to do before we can start the process. So what will occur next week for us will be on those 2 that are ready. We will start the discussion on them and then schedule a public hearing as we move forward with that process, but it will take probably about 2-3 months.
So the moratorium would not affect them
because the application is on file and they've paid their fees.
Okay. That is the practice
that we have followed from the beginning of time. In other words, when certain things are grandfathered based on a date.
Yeah.
So,
and because they submitted their application, we can't even add an additional permit fee as we were talking about?
Their application is started under the law.
Right.
It does not contain that. So
called ex post facto.
We would not be able to apply.
Can't do that.
Where are those locations, Jeff?
One is out on Lamson Road, Rabbit Dingle Hole, Lamson Road. One on River Road, the Figueroa property. One on West Genesee out.
Yep.
And the third one, the fourth one?
Cold Springs Road. The west side of, or the east side of Hazel.
Well, that's the one tied in with Melvin Farms.
Yeah,
on the west side of, east side of Hibbs.
So Hayes Road.
Huh?
That's Hayes Road.
Yeah.
So what are the 2 that are, you said out of the 4, 2 of them would be
that we can start the process. That would be the one on Lamson and the one on Genesee.
Correct.
Genesee. Those 2 have their applications complete, and we can begin the process.
And where is it on Genesee?
Just west of Fenner Road.
just would say that we should, I would hope that the board will move forward with the moratorium. That at least, once that's established, put the brakes on for others. And we'll work our way through these four applications we have now and see if we can get to a conclusion one way or the other. I don't think there's a need at this point to talk about the change to the law.
No, no.
Because that'll come after you've got the moratorium. That's all I've got. Is there any questions?
No. No.
So and the two that you don't think, I don't know what the word is, not viable or whatever. What?
No, no, their application is incomplete.
Okay.
So the two that are incomplete, one submitted a short EAF, but it requires a full EAF, environmental assessment form, because it disturbs more than 10 acres. And both of them require a subdivision, but they provided a survey map showing what the overall holding is, but they didn't provide the actual subdivision map showing what the proposed lot lines are.
So, but they have the opportunity to do that.
Yes.
Oh yes, they will be notified on Monday.
So the moratorium would not affect those two either.
No, because the application is filed.
Yeah.
So all four could happen.
Very possible. The other thing we have to keep in mind, and I think Al can back me up on this, is that a lot of these companies are going around and they're getting sites approved, but a lot of them aren't necessarily going to get built. So. Could all four of these be approved? Yes, we've already approved three. There's two under construction, one more. So right now we have potential for seven sites. All seven, probably not be built. Because one of them has such high wattage, megawattage. I think Al and I were looking at it. We just don't know where the capacity is to hook that amount of in.
The grid in that area, we already know, is limited just because they had to make the one project that was approved smaller because there wasn't capacity on the grid. So the idea that this other, the other project on River Road that just came in, I'm not so sure that they've done their due diligence and had the National Grid Interconnect study done.
It's in the same area as the Melvin Farms?
No.
It's right on River Road, West Phoenix, just outside of West Phoenix.
Oh, West Phoenix.
Yeah.
But it's the same grid, though, right?
It is. Yeah, same.
Yeah, so how are they gonna do it?
Well, that's,
yeah,
that's where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
Feed from
the
same substation.
Yeah.
The one on the Melvin Farms property already did their interconnect stuff.
Right.
We already know that.
Cut it in half.
And they cut it in half.
So that one.
My guess is the application for River Road
doesn't seem viable.
So, if an applicant submits the application, things need to be redone. Can't you make them file a new application?
No, we just
the application for the site plan. So, both of them have subdivisions associated as well. So, the pieces that are missing, they did submit an EAF. Yeah.
I was just going there where they have to submit a new application, and I think you know where I'm going to go with
it.
Yeah,
their
issues are associated with the subdivision application more so than the...
Right.
These are places that would already allow their AR-40 or greater. That's not going to stumble them.
No.
We talked about this after we read that article.
A couple of them are... I like how they're situated in that they are very obscure from the road and very limited visual impact. They've done a very nice job on two of them. Even three of them. I think the one on Cold Springs Road, it'll be visible from Hayes Road some, but you won't necessarily see it from 370.
That one in Melvin Farms, that's
probably
as good a location as you can have if you're going to have solar.
It's obscured and it's a steeper grade, so it's a tough spot.
It's a steep grade. It's obscured by two-thirds of a natural barrier, and we can make sure that they, do the screening on the other side.
Yeah,
that one, I mean, if you're going to have one, that's probably about as good a place as you can have it.
Yeah, the one out on Lamson Road out there is probably one of the best site layouts.
The best site to have them is Town of Clay.
Well, that's a different issue.
I'd like to see where it is.
Yeah, it's a very...
Now you made me forget what I was going to write down.
And the other thing you don't know is when they do the hookup study with National Grid, we've had several applications which were withdrawn because that's when they find out what it's going to cost them to hook up.
Right.
And if it's too prohibitive, then they just walk away from that project and find another one.
So, forgive my confusion. So, the Melvin Farms is one of these four? Or that's
yes.
That's okay.
Well, the one associated with Melvin Farms, yes.
Okay.
But it's not part of
Melvin. Right. And that's the one that has to do a little bit more homework.
No.
Okay. They're homework.
They're okay. And the one on Lamson...
Okay.
Is okay. Okay. It's West Genesee and Cold Springs.
Oh, okay.
Good?
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice check. Okay. We can do, we'll go from bottom up. The GASB 87. That's for Cano. You'll have to speak up a little louder. You can stand up if you want.
There was a GASB added for the accounting year ending.
What is GASB? I don't know what GASB is.
Governmental Accounting Standards Board.
Okay.
So they basically make the accounting rules for government agencies and municipalities. And this involves leases and how leases are accounted for. So whereas leases were treated as operational leases and you would just show inflows and outflows of money depending on what the contract stated for the year, what GASB's saying is that when municipalities have large dollar or a large amount of leases, there should be an effect to the balance sheet to show the long-term effect of that lease. So if you're leasing something for 5 years and that lease is going to cost you $500,000, you're paying $100,000 in the first year, you would present value the $400,000 as a liability on the balance sheet. Then you'd have an intangible asset for the use of that, whatever you're leasing, whatever that asset is. They put a materiality threshold kind of clause in there because it's a lot of work to do.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Could you two guys go outside? Because you're going to get picked up on this.
My apologies.
No, that's all right. Thanks.
So they said you could establish a materiality threshold, which is what you should do. Because if it's not going to have a substantial effect on the user of your financial information, then you don't have to do it. So, for instance, New York State made their materiality threshold for their smaller entities for 2022 an annual lease of $300,000, and then next year they reduced that to $100,000. Obviously, we're not going to do anything that high, but the first thing you have to do in this is kind of take an inventory, and it's if the municipality is the lessor or the lessee. It counts both ways. We don't really have a lot, and none of it is material. So I did an analysis just to see like the percentage that we were dealing with. And everything is well under 1% when just compared to the total of just the general fund. So it's nothing that's material. They don't give specific guidance on how to evaluate your material threshold, but they do say that you shouldn't just include the dollar amounts of an annual lease, you should also look at the aggregate. So if you have a lot of low leases and it could affect your financials, then you should factor that in.
Do we have a lot of leases?
We don't.
Do we have any leases?
We have, well, this is like your copiers.
No, right, right.
Vertical bridge,
yeah.
The postage machine, but they're all so little.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we have the lease space with the entities there and the Trooper building, but again, it's such a small amount of money annually. So none of ours are going to be material. This is just a resolution to say it, because if we, for some reason, do get a large number of leases, we want to look at that threshold and maybe lower it a little bit and include some of those. But we don't really have any substantial add-on.
So we're setting our own threshold?
Everyone is, yeah.
Okay, we're picking the number. I didn't know if that was, when you wrote that, if that was decided by the state or...
No, there's not guidance on what the number should be. There's just suggestion on what to include in your analysis.
Okay.
But what this also does is, the reason they instituted this GASB 87 is to make it more transparent for people. So
right.
If we have a lot of leases out there, people understand, yeah. Okay, you know, these are our liabilities and these are,
sure.
Or these are our revenues, you know.
Yeah, like if we were doing equipment leases, like trucks.
Yeah, it just,
you know,
brings
$300,000 equipment.
This money is obligated in future
right.
years, and that's what it tells the user. But it has to be a material amount to go through all the present value calculations and all of that. And ours just is not.
Yeah.
And a truck would fall in there, because if our threshold's 35, those trucks are 45.
It's annual.
Right.
Yeah.
So if yours, it depends.
No, I know.
It depends how long your lease is, as to what your total amount
for years.
It also
depends on the terms of the lease as well.
Right.
The short-term lease is going to count.
Oh.
Just 12 months.
Right. Okay.
Any questions on that? No?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think I'm fine with the number.
And just to let you guys know that for 2023, GASB 96, I believe, is coming into play, which is going to be talking about subscriptions for IT software and things like that. So we'll this year do an evaluation of those to get ready for that, to make sure that we're paying for those correctly. But that's coming down the line.
Okay. CDBG 5-year plan.
So I emailed everybody the updated 5-year plan. I believe it was on the 30th of March. The new project that you see there is we put some improvements in for the Valley View neighborhood. That's one of our older subdivisions up behind the Trooper Barracks there. All old steel corrugated metal pipe, all of it with no bottoms in it, basically. There's some rear yard stuff, some yard grades that we can do to help those folks out. It's definitely a lower income neighborhood, so it certainly provides the appropriate benefit. The other thing that I changed is on the 2026 year, I added some ADA access improvements to the parking lot paving, just to add a couple of additional drop curbs and ADA ramps in the front of the building. The rest of the projects are the same as what was on the last 5-year plan last year. The two projects we're submitting on this year are the emergency generator at the town hall and the highway garage, and McLean Road resurfacing.
And if we look at, if we go through the year and the highway comes up with other things that should be moving around, we can always update this next year. Should be looked at every year anyway, to update your 5-year plan. But we need it in order to apply for that grant.
You have to attach your 5-year plan with your 2023 funding application.
Now, with the stuff you gave me, we downloaded all of that.
Yep.
Dina has that, and I got the letter. That's all we need for that, for the application.
You got to submit, just like my email, I said, yes, you have to submit the proof of publication for the public hearing that we're having this evening.
Okay.
And she has to include the certified copy of the resolution here. I'll mark up to the back page of the actual application.
Does she have access to all that? Because Dina's the one that's going to be sent. Well, when she comes in later, could you go over that with her?
Yeah.
Review it with her?
Because
she's got everything else that I have.
Yeah.
I took care of the letter.
She was copied on the email yesterday.
Yeah, but we downloaded all the stuff. She's ready to go, and she'll...
I'll make sure she understands.
All right, because I'm going to be traveling tomorrow, so I want to... And she's going to take care of it. I want to make sure she's all set tonight. Okay, what else? Anything else on that? No? All right, you wanted to talk about the action.
Not meaningful. Oh, for, oh, that one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So I wanted to talk about, we have an individual that was, that would come in once in a while to help their significant other clean.
He's here every day.
He's here every day. So we need to hire this individual. He can't work for free.
And you found out that he can't be a volunteer.
He can't be a volunteer. You can't volunteer your services to a municipality if you're taking away someone's job. You only can volunteer your services if you're a not-for-profit or if you're a college kid getting credit for it. This individual obviously doesn't fit that description. So,
well, we could enroll him.
But my thought is just, he's been doing a great job, is to offer him a job.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, the place, everybody comments how much cleaner it is in the building, and they stay way on top of it, and it's two of them doing it. Not only that, he does that as well. He can do the buffing and everything else in the building, so we can get him to, now that he's not a volunteer, we can get him to do the buffing, do the hallway and stuff like that.
Yeah. Do the windows, do anything.
So do we need a resolution tonight?
I got it.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah. Yeah, I added it. Yeah, I think,
that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I didn't know that, I don't think anybody knew that people couldn't volunteer their time. You know, that's news to me, so.
So we'll probably be coming to you guys with a budget modification.
Of course, yeah.
We don't need it tonight, but
later on. Yeah. And I would suggest the same rate as his.
Yeah, his spouse. That's what I got in there.
Yeah,
15.38.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, just so I know, this isn't. They're not part of the bargaining unit, right?
No,
that was never a part of that.
No, okay. They're not. They are not. They are not in there. Otherwise, we would have had to
post
it. No, they're not.
Okay.
They're not in there. They're one of the few people that aren't. Ken, I had a couple of questions. I was looking through the vouchers. When I was looking through, I saw we got 400 tons of salt in the month month of March. Was that to replenish the stuff we already used?
Yes, and we still have a little bit more to fill the barn before September when the dollar amount we changed because of the contract.
Okay. So where are we at now with that 400 tons?
As far as how much we can put in there?
Yeah, how much do we... Are we at 50%, 70%?
No, 75% of that barn is
full. Okay. Yeah. I also saw there was an $1,800 repair to a damaged plow. How did the plow get damaged?
Well, it hit a manhole. A manhole that had not been the problem on the first pass in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then whether it was the thaw or it's possible one of the local plow guys hit it, didn't do anything about it, just kind of covered up and left. So the same plow that made the pass in the morning made it in the afternoon, and it was up on the hit the edge.
What did we do to remediate that issue with the manhole?
It's a big rubber ring that kind of melted up to hold it back into place. Kind of makes a ring for anything else to bounce over that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, come.
Oh, you put that on it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. To make
so
sure
you repaired the manhole.
Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, John, did. Yeah, it's good. It's actually really nice. You set the ring around it, you take a torch, it settles down, and you're good to go.
And that doesn't have any issue. The plow blade doesn't have any issues with those?
No.
No. Okay. All right. I just saw those, so I want to ask you about them. Okay.
I'm just curious. You must have done fairly well with your budget this winter, right, in terms of salt and...
Yeah. It may be made up for in lawn repair. Usually if the lawns are frozen, there's less apt
out that much this winter, did you, as much as you normally do?
No, it was in fact, most of them were for like an icing or
salting in the morning, like you did 3 days ago.
More salting than plowing.
Right.
Well, with the warmer weather, you know.
Right, whether that's
catch
the trend.
All the corners of the roads,
right.
Corners of the parking lot.
Yeah. The things you can't see when there's a whiteout and it's 4 o'clock in the morning. And you're, you know,
we didn't get any trucks stuck in the neighbor's yards again this year, did we?
I got one stuck.
You did?
I'll admit it, I got one stuck. I backed up, one wheel went off the driveway, so a little tug here.
How we doing with the signage on Hayes Road? I know Mr. Schmidt isn't here, so if he comes in, you know, whatever we discuss about, because he's always looking at me, so I want to make sure that you address it with him.
Right. Well, if we have, I guess I'm just waiting to say that the funds are available. Go ahead and order. You know, I'll order all the signage. And
well, the funds are available. Jen's.
Yeah, I left it in the email.
Okay.
Yeah,
we have the signed budget.
But other than that, yeah, it's in the budget. It's a matter of ordering the signs and then marking. I think the county's going to make me get a dig safe for every single post. So it'll be over a week or two that we get it done, but it should be fairly simple.
So if you see Mr. Schmidt, could you just let him know?
Signs are on order.
Will do. Yeah, they're on their way. That's right.
Okay.
I'm okay to tell you that you can order the signs if that's what you're waiting for from the board.
Well, yeah. I mean, we already did a resolution. So you can order the signs, and then we'll figure out where the money's going to come from. That's not a problem.
Start covering all your stuff and figure it out.
Yeah,
it's got to be done.
Yeah, then you just...
The sooner it's done, the better.
Yeah, work it out with Jennifer and, you know...
Because things will start moving down there in the next month.
Yeah,
that's right. He's got to rebuild.
I think he's mostly rebuilt, but people will be putting their boats in.
Yeah.
So, how long does it take them to do signs, Town of Clay? They do them fairly quickly, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're on. It's basically a couple of guys that are retired. But it's a really quick turnaround. If something was damaged or I need something strange, I could actually probably just bring it there. They would take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be all set. So.
I mean, a month from now, you think they'll be in?
I will call Art tomorrow and get you a solid date, and I can send an email out to let you know. And,
okay.
I'll start marking the dig safe so that when they do show up, we can just go out ready.
Okay.
Yeah, put it in the ground and call them.
Well, we got a few more minutes. Anybody from the audience got anything for us?
Going once, going twice, three times.
Nothing?
The only thing I will say is about, you were talking about the signs and building.
Yeah.
We announced all the music schedule for the summer.
Great.
It's on
when's his first concert there?
I think he's starting one at the end of April and then totally going all May, June, July. And
oh, my goodness, I better get to work that way.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Take your time.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember because I know I just saw it the other day.
Yeah, I mean, I would. I would start in that area first.
Oh,
you know, I don't know how long it's going to take you, but bang that one out first.
Yep.
You know, and then, then you got a little bit of time. But.
Yeah, he's showing May 10th is his first one. May 10th and 11th.
Okay, so we want him.
I could probably, if I lay it out tomorrow and manage to call in, I think in that area it would be 16 dig saves. I need 3 days. Weekends don't count, so it would be the 12th or 13th, whichever we can start. I do have some signs
of May, right?
Start with. Oh, April.
Yeah.
Right away.
Because she said May
was
the first.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Okay. What else? Anything else?
That's it.
Yeah, I asked.
I know. I apologize. I had asked Gene a question. And
you don't have to come up. This is informal, so.
I didn't know the solar was going to be on there, and if I would have known, I would have.
Oh, that's right.
when I was a youngster growing up and playing baseball and basketball and football, kids would come from other townships to play us, and they would, Cowtown, or when we went to somewhere else, we were referred to as Cowtown.
Right.
As a little kid,
yep.
I didn't know what they were talking about. It didn't matter. I can remember going around with my parents. We didn't have a lot of money, but we drove around to look at farms. I never saw a cow. I didn't know. But so as we grew up, I understand what they were talking about. And later on in life, I come to appreciate what they say. I like being from Cowtown. In other words, I'd rather be from here where we have pastures and old farm fences and barns and stuff than what they have in Clay.
Well, if you've been watching, I've been interviewed several times from different entities on Syracuse.com. And I tell them that people want to maintain the same character of the community. And I was asked, what do you mean by that? Well, we like our agriculture. We like that small town feel. We like the fact that people in this area know, everybody knows everybody. And then when people need help, we got volunteer centers. We got people, you know, we got things at Thanksgiving that they do. I mean, all kinds of things like that, that you get in a small town. So we want to maintain our character.
Yeah, like
so. Everybody on this.
But at the same time,
yep.
A property owner,
yep.
Who has the opportunity to develop.
Yeah, nobody's. Yeah.
Absolutely. And through talking with Jack briefly,
yep.
It would be nice if we could potentially kill two birds with one stone. Another. So every farm has property that's mint property for tillage. And every farm has property that's not so good. Back in the day, it was the kind of properties that got donated to cemeteries because they were sandier.
Yeah.
If we could somehow steer our solar, the people that want to develop that and make our area green, and through burnage and through, I'm all fine with that. You don't see it unless you're up in an airplane.
We're not steering anybody. If they come to us, then we're going to have reasonable codes in place for people that are looking to do solar, but to, you know, people should be able to do what they want with their property to a point.
It would also be nice if we had liaisons from the town who could sit down and talk and just
to who?
To potential landowners. Say, like, for example, I know there's property owners that have been doing farming for years, and the kids go to college and they find something else they want to go into. They don't want to retain them. Mm-hmm. So eventually, I mean, you got to do something because you don't have. It would be nice if we could somehow find people who wanted to farm the land. So kind of like a Josh Allen. He doesn't always farm his own land. He rents land from people. But if we can retain that character, but also appease the people who want to come in and develop for green energy, things like that. But boy, going down church every day and seeing that, to me, which is unsightly, that fencing, that green that's on there now,
yeah, and that's
ties and flaps in the wind.
And I think a better venue for that discussion will be when we have the public hearing on the club.
Okay.
Because the club is going to address all of that.
Okay.
And
thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah.
The reason I just kind of try to get in right now is because I saw it's not on the regular agenda, and I'm passionate about it.
Yeah,
and
it's.
And but another thing, I've had in the last 2 months two different property owners, and I'm talking about hundreds of acres, that have been farmers for a long time, that approach me, just see me outside processing firewood or whatever, and say, hey, I know you go to the meetings and you keep up on things. They are concerned about the integrity of what they've grown up since they were a little kid, and seeing they know the prime farmland better than we do. And I see the sadness in their eyes. And I said, you know what? If you could pen that down, call in and get yourself on agenda at some time in the future and come in and let them know you're passionate about it. And then I see that you have it on here. I'm just glad that you thought about it. When is the club discussion gonna that you said?
We're just about ready for that, right?
Yeah,
pretty soon.
We got a response from county planning.
Yeah.
So in the next couple of
weeks
or so?
Well, we have to wait. That's been sent out
okay.
to county planning. So when we get it back, from them.
Public hearing, Bob?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate the heads up. Thank you.
Okay.
One of the things to think about too later on is what happens to it as it wears out. What happens to those panels? Are they
That's a state issue that we don't have any control over. So, but okay. It's 6:06, and we'll call the work session closed. Shut it off. Put that red thing here. That shuts it off. Okay, good. Yeah, I got a.
I'm sure he'll be happy.
I think Dolores is more happy.
I don't know if they're happy.
Dolores is real here.